One of my favorite philosophers is Jiddu Krishnamurti. And he was a philosopher who was born in 1895 and he lived to 1986. And he influenced a lot of great thinkers like Alan Watts and Ram Dass and Timothy Leary. And there was something beautiful about Jiddu Krishnamurti. He didn't claim to be a guru. He didn't claim to be a messiah or nothing. He just spoke. And he did this thing wherever he, whenever he spoke to people, he would always say, "Together, together we shall travel this journey." Meaning that together we're going to travel this journey in time. And he had this one talk that he talked about a lot, which was to be a slave to time. To be a slave to time. We're always told, at least when I was growing up, and I would work a job, your time is worth $8 an hour. Your time is worth $5 an hour. Kabir, your time now is worth $12.92 an hour. If you make it hard enough, I'm going to say your time is worth $15 an hour. Hey, can I get a $25 an hour? Woo, now you're going to fight for the time. It seems like life is a constant struggle to fight for time. Because at the end of the day, don't we just want to be free with our time? To enjoy our time, our seconds, our minutes? It's hard to understand the value of time when you're constantly told the price of your time. As I've gotten older, and as I've developed a business that's allowed me to work independently of my time and control my time, which I don't take for granted, and I know it's very precious, so I respect it. I wish I can give everybody their time back. I wish I can give you your time back, the time that responsibilities, the time that work, the time that life takes away. I wish there was a way to give you back your time so that you can enjoy those minutes and seconds, enjoy those moments that seem so ever fleeting. I'm 31 years old, and sometimes I don't know where time goes. I was in Ojai, California, and I'd never been to Ojai. I went this past weekend with my lady, and it was a great experience. I went to the foundation called the Krishnamurti Foundation. It's where Jiddu Krishnamurti spent his last years in Ojai, California, speaking about life lessons like time. And it was a really quiet place, very tranquil. Valleys, mountains, orange fields, and silence. There's something beautiful about silence, right? Silence has this way of reflecting how precious time is. Those pauses, those silent moments, allow you to see what time is. I've been a slave to time many times in my life. When I was getting up, when I was working a normal job or working a job for whatever reasons out of college, you're a slave of time. Now I feel like I'm in silence sometimes. I'm allowed to reflect in my time. I'm allowed to enjoy my time more. So whatever genre, whatever business, whatever thing you want to do with your time. I guess the only takeaway from any and all of this is that, man, value your time. Value your time. And let it be known that your time is sold at a very high price. Because your time is worth it. Your seconds are worth it. Your minutes are worth it. Your life is worth it. The silence is worth it. Much respect to my man, Jiddu Krishnamurti, still showing me the lessons of time, even after his death. I got many types of philosophers I'm into, but Jiddu, man, he's an OG. He's an original. He spoke about things that some may be too fearful to speak about. But that's what he did with his time. So whatever you do with your time, make it valuable. Make it precious. Make it vulnerable. Make it truthful. Make it real. Make it you. Value your time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.